goes outside right, open there. Bannon, he drives. His layup is blocked against the glass by Bodie Hume. Beautifully. Missoula for Montana. Ball tipped out of his hands and grabbed by Bodie Hume. Bodie's going to push front court. Whitley comes to Vasquez. Front court to Bannon. Bannon drives by everybody. Layup blocked against the glass by Bodie Hume. Beasley with the ball. Drives that baseline. Runner blocked by Bodie Hume again. Third block for Bodie.
What a night for the UNC Bears last night. They took care of Montana, sweeping the Montana Grizzlies this season. The Bears win 75-66 on the road. Tough place to play, no doubt. Joining us now, thanks in part to First Advantage, we're catching up with our guy, Bodie Hume. Bodie, my man, congratulations. That was a beautiful win for you guys. It really seems like you're rounding into form as you're heading into the Big Sky Conference tournament.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think if you go back and look at it, we had a lot of time in the first half where we weren't scoring really well offensively, but our defense helped us out a lot. And that's something that's really we've been striving for and working on since the whole season, basically. So it's great to see it coming together now.
Bodie, you had one of those, speaking of defense, I mean, you were all over the place. Three big steals, two major blocks, several rebounds. I mean, that's where you were putting it. I've loved to see you in this season. You know, if it maybe the scoring's not there for you on a certain night, but you start doing all the other things, all the big things. And that was one of those games for you last night.
Yeah, just trying to do my best to help these guys win some games. You know, it's a lot more fun when you're doing your best and winning games than when you're doing your best and losing games. So that's what we're striving for.
Well, I mean, again, talk to us about being able – I was looking at your schedule. All the teams that are in front of you guys and all the teams that were favored to do big things this year. I mean, okay, so you beat Montana twice. You beat Southern Utah twice. You did beat Weber State once and obviously got Montana State tomorrow. So that's got to be kind of a confidence booster heading into the tournament, knowing, hey, it's possible. We beat them all at this point.
No, absolutely, and I think if you look at our road record too, it's just really, really good for us to be playing in Boise and not in Greeley, Colorado for the Big Sky tournament.
Yeah, what is that, man? You guys have been road warriors, and for some reason, home cooking hasn't been your best friend.
Yeah, I don't really know necessarily. I think it's a lot more fun to beat people on the road, and ultimately, I think we just have the wrong headset or the wrong mindset going into home games sometimes.
Yeah, that's interesting because, you know, you always hear the opposite. But that, as you said, I mean, that bodes really well for the tournament because it's in Boise. It's not in Greeley. So, I mean, this works out really well for you guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're talking to Bodie Hume. Also, thanks in part to Cables Pub and Grill. I'm going to be giving away a $25 gift certificate to Cables as soon as we finish up here with Bodie. Coming up, you guys have Montana State. And as we know, Montana State did clinch the regular season Big Sky championship. But as we know, Bodie, that's great and everything. And I know that's something, obviously, that's a goal. But at the end of the day, I mean, I don't want to belittle it, but it doesn't matter. It matters what you do in this tournament.
Yeah, definitely. I think being in the Big Sky, you're not necessarily going to get an at-large bid in the NCAA tournament. So really for us, we really focus on the Big Sky tournament. And hopefully going into tomorrow, if we get a win, it'll be good for us to see a lot of wins and be good for us going into the tournament, honestly.
Well, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I was reading this morning. If you guys win tomorrow, you'll get the number two seed. If you lose, you'll be at the number three seed. So we knew how important that was for you guys, just first off, to get into that top five spot so you'd have that first round bye.
Absolutely. I don't know the exact math on it, but I'm going to go with you and say that sounds right. But definitely for us, we just focus on being in the top five.
Yeah, well, and getting there, obviously, that's perfect. That's the first step. And you guys, I mean, take away that Eastern Washington game. You guys have really played well down the stretch, and we know that. I know it sounds cliche, but you do want to be playing your best basketball when you're in those last five games or so you can carry that momentum into the tournament.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think finally getting to take some rest had a longer week going into this week is just going to help us, and even more next week. We get 3 days off or 2 days off before we have to play another game, which is really going to help us a lot.
We're talking to Bodie Hume as the Bears picked up a huge win last night, 75-66 over Montana, improving their record to 18-13, 13-6 in the conference. And right now, the way it looks, Montana State, as we said, they're at the top. You got Weber State, Southern Utah, and the Bears all sitting at 13-6. Bottom line is we know that this tournament, man, it's going to be a dogfight. We've talked about it all year, some great teams in this Big Sky Conference. I know fans are really really excited. We're looking forward to it.
Yeah, I mean, if you just look at the conference throughout, I mean, Ewash beat us and at home the other week, and they're like seventh or eighth in the league. You know, it's the competition throughout the whole conference is nuts, and then the Big Sky tournament is just going to be a lot of fun to watch.
How do you handle this mentally? You know, because we talk about some of the teams, obviously the way it's structured, and the conference tournament isn't the end all be all. But for you guys, of course, it is. Knowing no matter what you've done, you guys have had a great season. But at the end of the day, even one slip up and it's over just like that. So mentally, how do you guys prepare for that?
Yeah, I think it's about staying loose, staying active. I think a lot of us have known this has been a really long season for us and a lot of travel for us, but. But just to know that, and just to see the faces on the guys that are still really happy to be here and happy to be a part of this, and know that that we're in the right mind state and in the right spot, physically and mentally, going into this tournament.
We're talking to Bodie Hume. Again, I'm going to give away a Cables Pub and Grill gift card coming up. Some great players on this roster. Some fun guys to follow, no doubt. Dalen Kuntz, you know, he's been a top scorer all season. He had a couple of games there where it's weird. You look and see like 16 points and you're like, wow, that was a low scoring game. But he's right back to where he wants to be. 29 for him. I was impressed for the free throw line. I mean, he got to the line 13 times and made 12.
Absolutely. He's done really well at the free throw line for us all year, him and Matt Johnson both. And for both of them to come out, I mean, Matt didn't have a lot of points in the first half, and for him to come out in the second half firing like he did, as well as Dalen finishing well and finally getting some threes to go in was really great to see.
Yeah, you said it, Matt Johnson in that second half turned something loose, man. I love this group because, again, if it's not you putting up the points, you're doing it on the defensive side of the ball. If it's not Matt Johnson putting up the points, he's running all over, getting assists like crazy. So we do see that. You guys tend to have kind of a feel for how the game's going, who needs to step up in the right moments.
Absolutely. I think we, like you said, we got a great group of guys, and a lot of guys can score, a lot of guys can fed, and a lot of guys can rebound. I mean, Corey ate up like 14 rebounds and three or four offensive rebounds for us, which is huge. I mean, those extra possessions helped us win that game, honestly.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, it seemed like everybody was kind of doing their part last night to get this one. Okay, last time around, feels like a long time ago, but when you guys went up against Montana State, we know that that was a barn burner of a game. Overtime, you guys, that was a special basketball game. You win 77-75. What was the difference maker for you ultimately, and how can you use that going ahead to tomorrow?
I think we had a lot of energy going into that overtime. I think we ended up playing really rough rap basketball the first half and even the second half. And for us, it's about we've been really trying to focus on putting all 40 minutes together, and just knowing that we can have great energy starting in the game and not necessarily just in overtime, if that makes sense.
Yeah, well, I know that was like a big game for you guys for so many reasons. Obviously, winning a game on the road like that against, well, the class of the conference right now. But that was when you guys started to put it all together, as you said. Now, not just about starting off the right way, but finding ways to finish. And that was one of those games, as you did in overtime, finished that one.
Yeah, yep, definitely. I think if you go back and look, it just shows how much heart these guys have to play. I mean, I personally fouled out of that game. I remember that game very vividly. But to have Dalton step up and hit a big dunk and get a steal and hit a couple threes and Core catch a body off of a lob that Matt threw, it's really fun to watch. And shout out to those guys for really getting it done for us.
Yeah, it's a great group of guys. It's been fun following you all season. One more regular season game going up against Montana State tomorrow, and then we're talking conference tournament. So we'll look forward to catching up with you then, Bodie, as we'll kind of get the bracket set, and we're going to see what it all looks like.
All right, sounds great.
All right, my man. Bodie Hume had a nice game last night against Montana as the Bears win 75-66, 18-13 overall, and got this from UNC this morning. If the Bears win tomorrow, they'll be the number 2 seed in the Big Sky Conference tournament. With a win on with a loss, they'll be number 3. So again, getting that first round bye was critical for the UNC Bears. Gives them a little bit of a rest too. Coming up next, I'm staying on the theme of college basketball. College basketball up here is fantastic. So I've got a guy coming in. His name's Jackson Pitts. He is one of the diehard fans for Colorado State. His Twitter handle is RedCupCSU. He's got some interesting insight about Coach Medved about the way that they were building up the fan base, and I think it's brilliant. So we're going to bring him in. He's actually here in studio, so we're excited to catch up with him. 16 minutes after the hour. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Hold on, Jades. I got to give this away. I got a $25 gift certificate to Cable's Pub and Grill. Proud supporters of the UNC Bears basketball team. Bodie Hume working with this segment. I'm going to give that away right now. Let's see. Do we want to do trivia on this, or do we want to? How about this? UNC's Big Sky record. What is their conference record right now? First caller to give me that. I'll let you know in the break if you don't know, Jades. First caller to give me that. I just said it. It gets a $25 gift certificate to Cable's Pub and Grill. What is the Bears conference record at this point? 16 minutes after the hour. We'll take a quick break. Talking some CSU basketball, some fanfare for you coming up next. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy.
If you want nuggets insight, then you want the Hull Show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, everybody. This is Dalton Reisner, 2019 draft prospect out of Wiggins, Colorado, and you're listening to the Hull Show on 1310 KSKA.
Minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Welcome back into the Hull Show, powered by PDC Energy. It is an exciting time around Colorado State these days. Moby Arena, I mean, good luck finding tickets. You know, StubHub, there's a dude that's putting them out for $5,000 if you got that. That's absolutely crazy. I was there at the Wyoming game last week already. Yeah, my goodness.
Yeah, that's right, about a week.
It's just nuts, man. But joining me in studio from Red Cup CSU, we had the Outlaws of Moby, so we're talking to all these characters, you know, and I mean that in the most polite way possible, because this is how you build it. I brag about the fan base all the time. This is how you do it. Jackson Pitts joining me in studio with Red Cup CSU. Jackson, my friend, thanks for reaching out and jumping on the show.
Yeah, no, I mean, this has definitely been something I've been waiting to want to do, and remember after the when the Outlaws came in and just, like, sort of the energy that you brought to, like, their whole story, you know, I was like, wow, you know, I definitely feel like it'd be a great way to just reach out and, you know, just, you know, talk some college hoops.
So they're freshmen. You're a senior,
yes,
right?
Sir.
So
yeah.
you're getting close. You're getting you're a journalism major. Mm-hmm. So I mean, this kind of stuff's mm-hmm. right up your alley. So that's mm-hmm. fantastic. So you've been covering this team, but really the fan side of it is what I'm really curious to learn about. You had messaged me, and I want to get your take on this. But when this all started, when Nico Medved got to CSU, I think this is what's unique. You basically said, the coaches, the staff, players, they're going around marketing. They're going around mm-hmm. talking to the students about coming to their games.
Yeah, no, it was really great. You know, I have a lot of fraternity brothers who are involved, like, on campus with the IFC and things like that. And I remember they had some players coming in, and they're just, like, really ambitious and really wanted guys to, you know, especially in Greek life, because they're like, you guys are going to bring the party, you know, all that kind
right,
of stuff.
Right.
So it was awesome. And, like, they were, like, and Coach Medved was totally, like, you know, on Twitter and Instagram, you know, just, like, creating messages, like, you know, catering to the students, like, specifically. So, like, it was just great. Like, I remember just eating that up. And, like, when we went to the game, you know, we just got rowdy, you know, like, it was really great. And it was, like, kind of like that little taste of, like, what Moby Madness is today, but, like, a few years ago.
A few years ago. And again, I think his first year, they won, like, 11 games or mm-hmm. something like that. And again, there was no real expectations that mm-hmm. that season. I think it was all about just changing the culture. What I'm really impressed with, and I talk about this on the show all the time, we talk about Nico Medved, a coach that just gets it. You know, we say that, but when I hear your story, I'm like, he gets it more than we even know, because he's actually out, boots on the ground, visiting with students to try to get you guys interested in the program.
Yeah, and even last night, you know, I was at Lucky Joe's, and, you know, I went to the coach's
awesome.
Show, and just such a friendly individual, just like, I, you know, just kind of randomly walked up, and, like, you know, I wasn't trying to, like, you know, interrupt his dinner or anything, you know, but, like, you know, him and Erica, she's just great. I remember at the game, she's always waving at us, you know, the Outlaws. It's just, like, just the relationship in general is just, like, you know, just very open arms, and, like, you know, like, Coach Medved getting pizza for everybody before the games, and, like, it's just, like, overall, like, every, you know, every single game, it's, like, an experience now, and before, like, you know, like, 2-3 years ago, freshman, sophomore year, even though, like, obviously Coach Medved was a part of it, but now it's just, like, he just really catered all that. And I love how in his press conferences, he's like, yeah, this is what, you know, you do, like, you know, it's, like, what you build towards in a program, and it's really like that.
It was interesting. I was talking to the fellows from the Coloradoan yesterday, And, you know, we talk about, obviously, Nico, the better he does, the more looks he's going to get from different schools. But with the way Moby Madness is, that's a selling point. Because ideally, if a team's looking to hire a guy like Nico Medved, they're not very good, right? Because they're struggling. They need a new coach. Well, if you're Medved, now you can look at it and say, you're going to be able to help me build an environment like that?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, well, that's why I love it. Like, even like, yeah, like back in 2019, like when there's, you know, we had the Rocky Mountain Showdown with the Buffs when they came up, and like, you know, even then. And I just love too how, like, especially, I mean, even like kind of touching on the football program a little bit, you know, Coach Norvell, like he's just, you know, I feel like that sort of atmosphere at Moby attracted a coach like Coach Norvell, honestly. So it's like, I just feel like, you know, especially, you know, athletic director Joe Parker, he's just been like really hitting everything perfectly and like, and sort of like really creating this really awesome culture that is like Fort Collins, CSU, like, you know, the undergraduate, you know, all the, everyone's getting involved.
Tell us about Red Cup CSU.
Yeah.
What, get it, give us the base. Like when you started saying, hey, I'm going to be this, I'm going to be a fan that's really going to grow. And because I say this on the show, you know, when your program is growing, when not just fans are coming out, you have kind of different, almost mascot type fans that are there supporting you.
Yeah. And like, so it was great. So like Red Cup kind of all started like, so I like during the pandemic, you know, obviously nothing's going on. You know, I was just sitting around, so I started blogging, and then I got hired for this kind of big Instagram page. And then I met someone. I met a really awesome guy, Chema Garcia. Again, a little shout out. He's really great. So he gave me this job at Red Cup. He kind of just, we had one conversation on Zoom. It was kind of like this random interaction we had with a bunch of other writers. And then he's like, hey, man, like, I really like your blogs. You're really cool. He gave me the page. You know, Mitch, also the CEO of Red Cup, gave him a little shout out as well. He also was just, like, super, super, like, dude, like, you're from Colorado. Like, I'm trying to expand. Because they're mainly, like, SEC, ACC kind of country out there in the, in, you know, down southeast. So it was great. So, like, ever since, I've just been killing it. I've just been, like, you know, making memes, you know, growing my followers. You know, I did interviews, like, kind of stuff like that. But then as soon as I met Outlaws and Moby, it was kind of crazy. Because I was just kind of on Twitter. This even before, like, I, like, had my own account on Twitter. And I just kind of saw them like, damn, these guys are cool. And then I started interacting with them on Instagram. I like made a meme about them. And then like, so it was awesome. So Dallas, you know, who runs the Instagram page, he reached out. We went up to Laramie and it was great. So we had a, just like, so building that whole relationship, it was really fun. Like I never even realized that I was going to kind of be like you said, kind of like this mascot, but I love it. I love that
role.
Well,
and I mean that in the best way possible, because I mean, okay, look at the Denver Broncos. They obviously have their mascot, but then the Barrow Man, rest his soul. He was such a great fixture.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Several people building that up. And this, when I asked the Outlaws when they were in here, I said, is this something where you're, you know, you're freshman, you got several years to grow this thing. But when it's all said and done, because I mean, what are the chances those seven guys stick around and they're going to, who knows? Is it a hand down kind of deal? And same question for you. I mean, as you're growing these fan bases and really making Moby one of the more electrifying places, not just in the conference, but maybe even the country someday. Is that something where you look at it and say, man, we got to keep passing the torch. We got to keep getting these students really building up that fan support.
Yeah. I mean, and that's why, you know, again, like I just like Moby is like just kind of like catering what I hope Canvas is eventually like, which is like, you know, Moby's got around 8,000. Canvas is, you know, 23. You know, it's huge. You know, it's like 3-4 times, you know, whatever. So it's like, it's one of those things too where I'm just really trying to figure out, and especially, you know, coming to realize, yeah, I'm about to graduate, and I've been really good. Like, that's why, like, I'm just glad, at least for me, I just kind of trailblazed this sort of, like, path of, like, college media in Fort Collins. Because, like, in the collegian, like, student media at CSU is fantastic, and I used to, and I've worked with them a lot. So it's, like, one of those things where it's, like, I just love how, like, I kind of planted the seed, and I love how, like, hopefully one day I hope all, you know, every single page, like, Barstool, me, the collegian, everyone's just kind of working together and, like, to kind of make a great, even better enriching kind of fan base.
Has any coaches ever reached out to the students, like what you're telling us Coach Medved and his staff has done? Like, I mean, have you seen the Mike Bobos of the world?
Yeah.
Steve Adazio, I'm guessing, did not reach out to the student section.
Okay, well, I'll be honest, like, Bobo's awesome. He's just a character. Like, everyone liked Bobo. And then I was kind of honestly sad when he left because he was really successful up until, like, because I came to school in 2018. And Steve, honestly, Coach Adazio, like, when he first came, like, and honestly, I feel like the situation, like, there was just a lot of things that sort of impacted his time here. And he was honestly really, really ambitious.
Really?
Like, yeah.
I mean, so he did kind of.
Yeah.
Cool.
So, like, at least on social media, like, I remember he, like, you know, at least with, like, the Twitter and things like that, he was, like, really open about the whole recruiting process. And, like honestly, you know, kind of like how Coach Norvo was. But Norvo, though, that's way different. He was, like, in Moby recently.
So he's doing this kind of stuff.
Yeah. I mean, he was taking pictures with the Outlaws, like, maybe, like, a week, two after he got hired, like, even sooner. So, yeah, I just think it's awesome where, like, it's literally, like, I just love being able to be the, like, kind of the start and, like, kind of coming back in a few years and seeing what could happen.
I think this is a great lesson, you know, if coaches are wanting to grow their programs at whatever level. It does start with the students.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, getting you guys excited. And you got to get to that point where there's loyalty. So even if the Rams do have a year under Medved where they struggle, I don't know if that's going to happen anytime soon. But there's still this loyalty of, hey, you know what? That guy came out and got us excited well before they started winning. We're not going to bail on them if they lose a few games.
Yeah, and that's the thing. That's, you know, especially with Coach Medved, you know, got a long term, you know, his contract's, you know, not going to be up for a few more years. And, yeah, I think it's one of those things where, especially on the football field and also on the basketball court, it's the same thing where you still have people. And I love how Twitter is just a great platform for this, where you see all these people who are like, I haven't been to Moby in a while, and they're coming back. And, like, there's just all these different things that are just going on, like, all over the place in terms of the fans and, like, just kind of catering and just creating this great atmosphere again.
Yeah, it's a really exciting time, man. What do you think the Rams are going to do next week? You think they're going to win the conference tournament?
Yeah, well, I'm going to be out there in Vegas.
Are you going out there?
Yes, sir.
That's awesome.
I'll be there. So I can't wait. You know, student tickets are a great price. So, students, you know, definitely make the trip. It's only a 10-12 hour drive. You know, it's not, you don't have to hop on a plane. But yeah, no, honestly, it's going to be great. I really think CSU, I hope they're going to get far. I really hope they don't run into UNLV. That's, like, one thing, but I don't think we will.
That's the bad one, right?
Yeah, that's, like, the one kind of, you know, the barn burner I hope we don't run into. Hopefully not. But, yeah, I think, honestly, if we play our cards right, you know, Roddy gets that look in his eye. He doesn't want to lose every single game. I think we got a chance.
Yeah, it's an exciting time, man. Jackson Pitts, Red Cup, CSU. Anything else you want to throw out there before we let you go, man?
Well, again, thank you so much. And also, too, I just, you know, really appreciate the fact, like, especially all the alumni, all the people I've been interacting on with Twitter. It's just, like, really cool to see, like, obviously, you know, with all the students. But it's just, like, the interaction with you, I mean, with, like, just – there's a lot of different components of the fan base that, like, students, I feel like, don't realize. And, you know, I just can't wait for football season, the future of CSU athletics, all that stuff. So, yeah, thanks again.
You're right. The fan base is such a huge part of it. It's a crucial part of it where you can't just have a game to go to. You have to turn it into an experience.
Yes, exactly.
And, I mean, it is an experience. That CSU-Wyoming game, it's hard to focus on the game. I'm looking over at the student section. If a Wyoming guy walks by, it's very entertaining. So you turn it into an experience, not just a basketball game. And well done by you guys. That's how you build basketball in Northern Colorado.
Yes, sir. Yeah, definitely. You know, that trip up to Laramie with the Outlaws was one for the books, for sure. It was definitely fun to be trying to outshear a group of thousands of students up in Wyoming. It definitely created just a really fun, just hostile, great. And I hope just for the future, you know, there's going to be just a bunch of experiences like students can, you know, experience like that.
You think you talked about Norvell when it all kind of calms down a little bit, because it's you know, at some point the shine, I'm not gonna say it's gonna wear off, but right now it's new and exciting. People are ready to see this thing turn around. But from your interactions and seeing him, you think this guy's gonna be the guy that keeps doing that kind of stuff like Medved?
Oh well, he just brings that energy, like, you know, like I said, yeah, when he first got hired, he came to Moby, even like tweets last, you know, for the last few days, few weeks, like just like how, like, spring practice is going to be wide open this year.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Oh, it was awesome. I love just the conversations on Twitter from, like, everybody were like, you know, guys down at DNV, just everyone on Twitter was just, like, super happy. And, like, you know, it's like, you want diehards, you got to feed them, you know? So.
If you want to grow, and again, it's one thing to create the experience, but I think Norvell had told our friend Kevin Lytle from the Colorado.
Yeah.
He said, hey, I don't know why football coaches, we tend to, like, want to lock everything up as if we're, like, building a rocket ship or something. Mm. It's football at the end of the day. We're not going to be tweeting the plays that they're doing, right? I mean,
right? Yeah,
oh my gosh,
exactly.
They threw it and ran it. You know, we're not going to do that kind of stuff. So I think think that's a great step for him. I do think more coaches need to look at what's going on around CSU basketball. Because I think a lot of coaches get into this industry and think, oh, I'm just going to coach the sport. That's it. I'm going to coach the sport. No, there's so much to it. Mm-hmm. Engaging with the students is a big part of that.
Oh, 100%. And, yeah, and I just love how, too, where, again, I think Joe Parker is such a great influence on campus because he brings all this perspective. And also Kyle Neves also. Give a little shout
great
out to
dude.
Him. Great. Like, I've also, you know, I did a little interview with him for an assignment back in the day. But no, just like people that are on campus who are like really, really involved in like just chatting up resources and like tapping into people like Twitter. And I just think CSU is one of those places where it's like in the last few years, like we've just been really laying the foundation and like all the great schools, you know, down in the SEC, ACC, like there's so many amazing examples that like we can pick and choose from just within like, you know, anywhere. So it's just like I just really like how everything is being tapped in, especially now because you just bring up the whole media day and fans coming to spring practice. Like, it's just little tiny things like that. And also, to even like, remember Medved, he did a little homecoming scrimmage this past fall during homecoming weekend.
Yeah, I remember that.
So, yeah, so it's like just things like that are just super engaging and just fun to be a part of.
Yeah, that's awesome, dude. Well, again, I think this fan base is awesome. They're growing, and you got, and you kind of trailblaze this thing. And then you see the Outlaws of Moby taking it and running with it. And it's a blast to see. And I hope, we talk about UNC, we talk about CU, all that. I hope that they all look at that kind of stuff and say, this is how we can grow. If I'm UNC, I'm listening to this and I'm going, I need to go up to some freshman students right now and talk to them and say, hey, how can I get your group to go to every single game? And you guys are going to be crazy and you're going to grow and all this stuff. That's what I'm doing today, you know, and that's what Nico did.
Yeah, and even too, like, that's why, like, the conversations with the Outlaws are, like, are just so positive and great because we both are just, like, you know, it's like ironing, sharpening iron, excuse me, in a lot of different ways where it's just great. Like, it's just, like, there's, like, a lot of – I just love to think of it. It's like kind of like this mechanism that we're building and like it like creates this huge giant machine that we can all just enjoy. And like that's like the fan base. And I just love too because like especially like, you know, tailgating and like that's why, you know, especially in the fall too, like the student tailgates have been really, really fun the last few years. And like the football team was like, you're not saying, you know, I'm not going to talk bad about the Rams. I love my CSU Rams, but I'm just saying the tailgates are about to be like Norvell and the atmosphere. It's just like Moby is just a very, it's just the beginning.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited for it and we'll see what happens. Big one tomorrow night. I don't even need to ask. I know you're going to be there.
Oh, right? Yeah. And a senior day and a senior night, you know, it's going to be really, really, you know, kind of emotional a little bit, you know, kind of the last kind of sporting event, at least for me. And I just can't wait to, you know, I got some content playing with the Outlaws, you know, going to bring some flags, you know, hopefully. Just really just have a great time. Just one last kind of hoorah at Moby and hopefully just, you know, send them off to Vegas with a W. So
Jackson, appreciate you coming down, man. How can folks find your stuff? Twitter, Instagram, all that?
Yeah. So just on, TikTok, Twitter, Instagram. It's all at Red Cup CSU. So
there it is. Easy enough. Red Cup CSU. All right, my man. Have fun tomorrow night. Go Rams.
Yeah. Thank you. Go Rams. I appreciate that.
All right. 38 minutes after the hour. Let's jump out of here and get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Ali Farouk Manesh, assistant men's basketball coach at Colorado State. And you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFK.
Want to thank No Limit Collectibles. They're now located in Greeley, right next to Cable's Pub and Grill. If you know where that spot is, it's an awesome area, too. I'm glad that No Limit Collectibles moved over there. Buy, sell, trade. There's no limit to what you can collect. Sports cards, memorabilia. Hell, man, they have Pokemon, too. I mean, it's a great store. Love what they do. That's No Limit Collectibles. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. That's 888-530-0043. Our Method Flow Products poll question of the day. And this is, I want to have this discussion with you guys. Do you expect the Broncos to go to the playoffs next season? I mean, I'm getting a lot of texts that are saying, yeah, if they get a quarterback. So your expectations, if they get a Jimmy Garoppolo, or they stay with Drew Locke, or they draft a guy at 9, your expectations are that the Broncos are going to the playoffs. Now, 75% of the hooligans are saying no at this point. So good. You got to be responsible here. You just turned the page. What I mean by that is you just hired a new coach. Last year, you just hired a new GM. This year, you're going to get a new owner. And yet, you're telling me that you're going to link George Payton, Nathaniel Hackett, owner to be named, with all of the failures under John Elway, Vance Joseph, and Vic Fangio. I think you need to be very careful with those expectations. If you are voting yes, if you are saying yes, this is a new era for the Broncos. George Payton's first year, he was, you know, all right, we'll stick it out with Vic. We'll see what's going on here. I need to get my feet underneath me a little bit. If it works out, great. If it doesn't, we'll go in a different direction. Well, that's what happened. So last year was, how do you want to describe last year? It was, you know what? This isn't the year to make moves. We'll wait and see. Let me get the lay of the land. And I know Broncos fans didn't want to hear that, but that's what it was last year. If they could win, I mean, I still thought they might win in that process. I'm not blaming it all on Teddy Bridgewater. I'm not blaming it all on Vic Fangio, but those two elements certainly did not help Denver win. This year is, okay, we moved on from Vic. We'll see what the ownership's looking like, but that aside, I got my coach in. Now we're going to go figure out the quarterback situation one way or the other. This year is almost the real year one in the new era. Because when you're a general manager, I mean, you want to get your guys in charge. You want to get your guys in place. And now George Payton has his guy. What will Nathaniel Hackett do with the quarterback? Or what will they want to do with the quarterback position? Again, we'll see. Are they going to go number 9? Are they going to move around in the draft like our friend Zach Stevens suggests? Or are they still hanging on to that dream of going all in for Aaron Rodgers? Or do you go with the second tiers and the Garoppolos? And I'm not there. I'm not there on that side of it. But I just think that your expectation... Now, again, if they get Aaron Rodgers, your expectations should change. I get that. You should be a playoff team if Rodgers or Wilson is on this roster. I don't think you're a contender. I have to see more improvement on the roster. They got a lot, like I've said a million times, they got a lot of free agents to figure out. But if you bring Rodgers over, you're a contender. If you draft a quarterback at 9, if you get a Jimmy Garoppolo, if you stay with Drew Locke, that's still yet to be determined as far as what your expectations should be. I still think that, you know, expecting playoffs, if you stay with a second-tier guy, third-tier guy, you're going to be sorely let down. Now, well, what I'll be curious to see is if they go with a quarterback at 9 or in the first round, do they send him in right off the bat? Do they do another open quarterback competition? Or do they go in saying, Drew Locke's the guy, or whatever, we'll go get another, you know, you're looking at Fitzpatrick, like that name's out there, Gardner Minshew's out there, could we go get a guy like that who could just be a starter for us, a bridge quarterback for 1 year, and then you go? But I think that the realistic expectation should be this is a new era. You can't attach this team to anything that Vance Joseph did, John Elway did, or Vic Fangio. This is a new stretch. So if you're putting pressure on Denver in year two, but year one with the new head coach to go to the playoffs, I'm telling you, man, you're going to be really, really let down. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. 48 minutes after the hour. We'll take a short break. When we come back, how about this? Is it panic button time for the Nuggets after that Thunder loss? You know, as we've let the dust settle a little bit and you look back at that game, is that something that scares you? to the point of, man, if you can't get somebody to step up outside of Joker in the playoffs when you need to the most, you're going to be in trouble. I mean, they were relying on Joker and their rookie Bones Highland in that Thunder game, and the Thunder were, they were shorthanded. They're a bad team that was shorthanded. That's a scary loss. That might be, that's one of the worst losses I've seen the Nuggets have in quite some time. So is it worthy of panic? We'll talk about that next. 49 minutes after the hour. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
March Madness can be heard right here on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Mark Johnson, voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, and you're listening to The Hull Show with my buddy Brady Hull on 1310 KFKA.
.12:54 the time. We're going to have Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Colorado, and join us in the second hour, so I'm really looking forward to that. Get his thoughts on CSU on against Boise State tomorrow. Had a great chat yesterday during our College Hoops tip-off show with Kevin and Chris Abshire. If you guys haven't caught that show, we only got a few shows left, and then we're going to pause it for the summer and hopefully revamp it back up in the fall for football season. But man, it's an exciting time around there, isn't it? And I like bringing the fans in. You know, that Jackson was a cool guy. And they've been growing something there. And how about that, man? Like, I always kind of wondered and assumed that Medved was around campus and trying to market his team. But he's like getting people together to market and promote. He's getting the players to talk to the students. What a great idea. I've said this, when you get a job at especially the college level, as a head coach, you are marketing your team. You better know how to market. You better know how to create some excitement, not just on the floor. When I first started this show years ago, I had arguments with people about why people aren't going to games up here. Why aren't they going to see UNC play or CSU? Why are why is the attendance so low? And again, it's about the product. This is Colorado. There's a lot to do in this state. Winter months, summer months, spring months, doesn't matter. There's always something to do. We've had a whole week, and it's March, which is typically still a cold month, and you had a full week of sunshine and 60-degree days, 65-degree days, where you can go out and go camping and do all that stuff. So it's not just about wins and losses. It's about marketing to the student section, making them feel a part of something. And Medved, I don't know if there's anybody better than that. You know, I brag about Medved. I think Steve Smiley's on that track. I think he's the kind of guy that can get people involved. Tell you what I'm doing, though. If I'm a coach trying to grow my program, I am absolutely going to the students and saying, hey, young freshmen, I want to talk to the freshmen. Let's go have an orientation type of deal. How do we get you guys to come out to games? Is there specials we can do? What is it? Because we want to build up a resume, a reputation that we got. Hey, these guys, the five Bears, whatever, I don't care. You're just coming up with something. It's all about marketing. So I like Steve Smiley gets it. Hopefully it'll turn out and people will support this program more and more. CSU certainly gets it. Norvell certainly gets it. And actually, I think Ed McCaffrey's getting it. I think he's learning. And I'll talk about that more in the second hour. We're going to have Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Colorado, and join us as well. The Nuggets, are we panicking a little bit? That loss to the Thunder might be worthy of some panic. We'll talk about all that and more coming up next. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy.